This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1597. Textbooks teach you get, but natives use what? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Your textbooks and classroom teachers might teach you to use the word get, but there is a far more natural way to say this. Find out what it is and how to use it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going? What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, everything is good. Everything is good. The sun is shining. Things are good.
Awesome.
How about you?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm still in the deep south here, Arkansas. I don't know if you'd call it the deep south, but it's pretty southern down here. I'm hearing the accents. I'm soaking up the culture. I am eating barbecue down here.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the food.
You know what? I don't know. Did you see that? Did we talk about this on the show, the episode of The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy with the ladies, the barbecue in Kansas City, Missouri?
I don't think we talk about that one, but I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay, so we went to their restaurant and it's really cool. It's a little barbecue shack and they've... You know, they are still in there working hard, but guys, we recommend
the show.
Wait,
did you meet them?
I didn't meet them, but they were there. I mean, they were there
really?
Making barbecue. So we saw them.
Cool.
They're fantastic and their food was great. So it's just really cool to go to these hole in the wall places that actually serve fantastic food and locals just working hard, you know?
Did you go there because of the episode?
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah, we wanted to go and have barbecue in Kansas City. That was kind of the main goal for Kansas City because it's so famous down there.
Yeah.
So we went there and I don't know, I just love entrepreneurship. I love the dream. I love seeing people just work hard for their dream. It inspires me so much.
That's awesome. That's pretty, that's cool. Oh, that's fun. I should. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Sorry. I get excited. It's like celebrities.
Check out the episode. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. So, all right, guys, on episode 1586, guys, listen to that one. 1586, how to flex your English muscles. We were talking about expressions dealing with the gym, and we had an interesting word come up in the role play. So listen to it. But basically, in this role play, this is what we said. Lindsay, you want to say?
Yeah. So I said, this isn't heavy lifting. Today, find out how to take phrases.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Am I reading the wrong thing?
That's our whiffum.
Oh, whoa. What am I reading?
go down. Sorry, Lindsay. Yes, I see why that was. No, do you see where I'm?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. I'm ready. Michelle, here we go. So in this role play, you and I are friends that are trying to get a table at a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that table is opening up.
Okay. I'll do the heavy lifting and grab it. So guys, we were doing, this was from the other episode. So it was heavy lifting. So to hear more about that, definitely listen to 1586. But when I said that, you were like, the word grab, we should do something on the word grab. And I just thought that that was a great idea. So here we are.
Yeah, this one would belong in our top 20 most natural expressions. So this expression, grab, yes, is so useful, guys. I really hope you're going to write this down today and use this on the IELTS exam if you're taking IELTS. So if you are taking IELTS, what should our listeners do, Michelle, to get ready for IELTS with us?
Well, you guys are super lucky because we have the IELTS Energy Podcast with Jessica and Aubrey, who are super experienced in IELTS.
Yes, good. So go over, guys, and subscribe. Follow the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English to get 14 years of insight from a former examiner. All right, guys, that is so awesome. So awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So, Lindsay, you really kind of picked up on this word grab, right? Because I said, I'll do the heavy lifting and grab it. So I'm talking about a table at the at the restaurant. So in that example, I didn't mean to actually like take the table in my hand and pick it up and drag. I mean, like, not in a way I did, but like interesting how we use this word grab.
Yeah. I mean, you're claiming it. Right? That's what it comes down to, I think, is the word claiming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, grab basic, you know, and the most basic use is to get, you know, take something with your hand, like pick something up, clutch something, right? So, what's an example of that?
Okay. So, in the physical sense, she grabbed her son's hand when he tried to run down the street. So, physically grabbing, taking, right?
With
putting
the
hand in her hand. Or,
Or the thief grabbed her bag and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I feel like grab can be used in kind of a sudden way. Like, you know, it's different than holding. Like if the first example was she held her son's hand when he tried to run down the street, it wouldn't have quite the same effect because holding hand is a different thing than grabbing it.
Yeah, that's more about the constant action of having the hand, right? Grabbing is about taking it.
Mm-hmm,
it's about the action of acquiring the hand, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Or what's another example, the last one?
He grabbed the very last toy dog off the shelf on Black Friday. His daughter was so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with his hand, he took it, like, you know, another way. I mean, I feel like snatched is another, like, to take something kind of quickly. So maybe he
snatched.
It was Black Friday. Other people were going for it, which is a little scary.
Well, we know. I mean, do you remember? Oh my gosh, crazy. I remember, I think in, what was it, 2010 or 2008, someone actually got trampled in a Walmart on a Black Friday. That's so crazy.
Yeah, it really, so the grabbing, not good.
Not good.
But so that's the basic way. But we also use it in a more fun and zippy way. I don't know. I always like to say zippy for Lindsay. Like, I just throw it in there sometimes.
Okay, I'll take it.
To say get, or like Lindsay said, to claim, really.
Right.
So it could be more like the literal kind of picking something up or getting it, but it doesn't have to be with your hands. It's more just about the idea of claiming it. So like with that grab a table example, you know, it's not you picked it up, you snatched it. Although I guess if you were sometimes like when you're at a restaurant, you have to, if you could see me right now, you could see I'm making this motion of like sliding the table actually away. So, but it's not necessarily like actually grabbing it with your hands.
Yeah, I love it. So here's some examples, right? So we're in a pizza parlor. Could you grab some napkins? I have pizza sauce all over my hands. So yeah, so you are physically grabbing it, but it also means just procuring.
Get them, right? It's not, I'm
procuring.
The focus isn't on the like hand part, you know? It's more just about getting them.
Getting them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other verbs that we could use here. Yeah.
Could you grab me that book over there? I want to check a reference. So again, it's even though it's like the same idea of getting it with your hands, it's just different in like kind of the urgency. It's not, the focus isn't, I'm not like thinking about your hand or something that I want you to be holding it. I'm just thinking about you getting it.
Exactly. Or let's see, very common way to ask someone to sit down, right? Grab a seat. Let's talk. So this could even be for a serious conversation, right? If you're initiating a serious conversation, it may start casual like this. Right.
Exactly. Or let's say you're at the gym and you're kind of trying to get you to claim your machine. So you could say, grab that treadmill before someone else gets on it. you're not going to pick up the treadmill. That would unless be, you're, I mean, like, unless you're really fit, something. In which case you probably don't need to be at the gym. You're probably, you know, good.
Right. Exactly. You can go home and just eat donuts.
You're all good today. Once you get there, you're good. So, I mean, yeah, like, why are we using grab in some of these?
Casual, Michelle. It's casual. It's, guys, we don't always use the verb get, right? Get yeah. is the verb you learn in your textbook, and grab is the one that natives use. Okay, so that's what it comes down to, I think, mm-hmm. Michelle.
And with the treadmill one, or like with the table one we used last, that in the other episode, you know, it's more about getting something with haste, right? Claiming it quickly, right?
Quickly,
so you
casually.
To listen for the context, but yes. it's just such a good dynamic word to use.
So good. This is so good. Again, top 20 most useful native vocab right here today, guys. Love it. All right, Michelle. So what are those other ways that we use it?
Okay. So one thing that you could say is something grabs you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's yeah. not necessarily meaning something actually, you know, grabs you physically, right? Yeah. But what does it mean?
It grabs your interest. Right. It intrigues you. Right. It interests you. It catches your eye. And if any of our listeners are in our Connected Communicator course, we have similar phrases that one of our native speakers used in a diner situation nice. Conversation. He said it caught me. What caught me was.
I remember that. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of our students have now used that. And that's now part of their vocabulary awesome. Because they did take that course. Guys, check out our fluency course, allearsenglish.com/connection. Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, so it intrigues mm-hmm. you. So you could say something like, oh, that introduction doesn't grab me. Can you try to start with a question or a joke?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. I love it. Yeah.
Or what else? How else could you use it?
So this is good writing, right? So that book grabbed me right from the start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good writing. Mm. Yeah. I love a good book when you know you're dealing with a good writer, a good author. They understand yeah. writing. They
Me
know
too.
How
I'm
to...
working on one that's almost 500 pages
are
right
you?
Now.
What are you reading?
It's called Pachinko.
Pachinko? That's the Japanese, the game. The
yeah,
video game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am. It's yeah. So cool. It's good, but it's almost 500 pages.
Well, maybe you could tell us about it when you finish and we can do
when
an episode on it. Because
yes,
that sounds like, is it about
report.
Japanese
Michelle's
culture?
Book report.
Or, yeah. Is it? What's it about?
Well, it's about like Korea and Japan and wartime. And
oh,
it's,
cool.
It's about a family. It's like goes through like many generations of a family. So yeah, it's pretty good.
I love it. I love it. So cool. All right, cool. So Michelle, what else? What are some other common uses? Are you taking IELTS in 2021 or 2022? Start now with the IELTS Energy Podcast with Aubrey and Jessica from All Ears English. With Jessica's former examiner experience, you get the fastest tips and tricks to achieve your target score. So go and look for the IELTS Energy Podcast and hit follow. We'll see you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So another one is, this is super common to say to grab a bite, right?
Yeah.
Or to grab mm-hmm. a bite to eat, grab mm-hmm. something to eat, right? Like, mm-hmm. should we grab a bite to eat before the concert? So that's a way more interesting than should we get food or, you know, it's just yeah. more dynamic, more interesting sounding.
Yeah. But the thing that's funny about this one is I feel like I hear it more in the media or on movies than I hear in real life. Is that the same for you? Or do you say that in real life? Grab a bite to eat.
You want
to
grab a bite?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's still something our listeners
need to
know.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And now you're making me second guess my entire life. I mean, not really, but like...
Don't second guess your entire life.
I think I say it.
Okay.
No. Not my entire life, no, but my food life. I think I say it.
Okay, fair enough. Then I was
now
just
I'm
checking
really
in.
Now I'm going to really pay attention.
I mean, I grew up in, you know, the woods in New Hampshire, so I'm clueless, Michelle. I don't know. okay, the next one I really like, though, and I did learn
okay,
about
this.
Okay,
what's the next one?
All right, so up for grabs. So something can be taken. This one I absolutely use. For example, okay, I'm full. My fries are up for grabs, right? And I love my intonation there. My fries are up for grabs. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It means take them.
take them, right? Something's up for grabs. Like, I think of this as being common when maybe you, do you ever hand down your clothes to friends or give something you don't want anymore?
Not really to friends, actually. I mean, I donate them, but I guess I don't give them to friends. I don't know.
Well, sometimes like a friend might call you and they have a whole pile of clothes on their bed and they don't want them anymore. And they'll text their friends, be like, my clothes are up for grabs. Come on over. Take whatever you want. Right?
That's funny. Yeah. Or another one is grab bag, right? So this is at a party, like you might pick something out of a grab bag, right? Yeah. So like, it's just like, can be kind of a activity where you may be getting a gift or something. And it also might be used more metaphorically about something, right? Like where you don't know what you're going to get. Like you could say, who knows, you may get lucky in this situation. It's a grab bag.
Yeah, or as a bonus for our listeners, I love when we're making a metaphor like this, we can add the construction, it's kind of a grab bag.
Ah, nice.
Ooh, yes. Very high level. Love that for our listeners. So good. Yeah.
All right. So guys, there are more, but as I was planning it, the word started to lose all meaning. You know when that happens, when you've been like looking at it for too long and you're like, sure.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's give our listeners a role play.
I figured that was enough
then.
For now, but let's do a role play, put it all together.
Okay, so in this case, we're classmates and we're working on a project at the library. So this chair is wobbly. Can you grab me one from the other table?
Sure, here. All right, let's start.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Oh, look. Oh, wow. The study room just opened up. Let's run over before someone else grabs it.
Okay, good. Okay, so page one. Does this grab you?
Kind of. It's not really that attention grabbing, I guess.
Yeah, I'll think of something better. How about this? That man grabbed the woman's arm to make sure she didn't fall down.
Oh, good start. Hey, is that gum up for grabs?
Sure, have some.
I'm starving. Want to grab a bite to eat in a few?
Yeah, although the food in the cafeteria is a grab bag. Let's go out.
Sounds good. Okay, that's a little overdoing it, but you guys get the point.
Yeah, this is one of the ones where I'd say maybe not, because natives do use grab a ton. Maybe not quite as much, but we do use it a ton in a lot of different scenarios, Michelle.
Yeah, it is a very useful word. So let's go through it. So you said the chair was wobbly. Can you grab me the one from that other table? So you're focusing on, you know, it's not so much about the hands here. It's more this idea of just like, can you get it for me?
Yeah, get it. Procure, I guess. Right, exactly. And then, okay, let me grab a pen. Let me get a pen. Let me snatch a pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not necessarily with like haste of like he grabbed her purse, right? But you are kind of focusing, you know, it is this idea of you're getting it with your hand.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, the study room opened up. And I said, let's run over before someone else grabs it. So no one's picking up a room with their hand, but it's just they claim it.
Right. Claim it. That's perfect. So there are a lot of other verbs that mean the same thing here. And then I said, okay, so page one, does this grab you? So that means I'm reading you page one of my story or what I'm trying to write. And I'm asking you, does it interest you?
And I said, kind of. It's not that attention grabbing, which is a bonus. You can call something attention grabbing.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, good. Okay, what else? Then? What did I say?
Then you said, so I guess we're writing some sort of novel or I don't know. But you said, the man grabbed the woman's arm to make sure she didn't fall down. So this is more of that, you know, grabbing his hand to make sure he didn't go into the street, right?
Yes, perfect. So kind of holding him back, right? Detaining him, kind of. Yeah. I love all these other bonus verbs that are coming up as we're describing, you know, what this grab means in different contexts. Guys, I hope you're writing this down. I hope you're using the Android or iOS app here. You said, oh, good start. Hey, is that gum up for grabs?
Yeah. So probably you have a pack of gum on the table. I'm assuming it's not like you're like one piece of gum that like is already chewed. So
gross.
Hey. do you chew gum?
Yeah, but I do. I do chew gum, but you mean a piece of gum that's already been chewed?
No, not that.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you.
No. My God. You think I'm an animal?
No, I do chew gum sometimes, Michelle. Yeah. But I did more like as a teenager. I feel like it's kind of a teenagery thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I always feel like I always want a piece of gum after I eat. Like, I've kind of gotten into that habit again. But now, like, and I'll really, really want it. But then I can chew it for, like, 2 minutes. And then if I don't spit it out, I can't deal. Like, it just becomes so disgusting to me for some reason.
Interesting. That's weird.
It's like, it's just a very short-lived thing.
Huh. Strange. Okay.
Anyway, right. That's a new fact about me, guys.
Good to know, Michelle.
Yeah, it is good to know. So
we're acquiring our facts. Acquiring our
exactly.
facts.
Exactly. Get it straight. Okay. And then I said, want to grab a bite to eat in a few. And notice, I didn't say in a few minutes, right? Sometimes you can cut it off, like, in a few. It's like a casual way.
Wow, so good. So natural today, this one. And then I said, yes, although the food in the cafeteria is a grab bag. And as you guys heard earlier, you could also say is kind of a grab bag. And that mm-hmm. would make it even more natural when you're using a metaphor here. Mm-hmm. So good.
Would you use this expression? Do you say like grab bag about things?
Sure,
you don't
I
know?
Like that. I think, I think that's creative. Yeah, yeah, I like that. I think that's cool. I think I also have. It's fun to, I really like with language to experiment with creating visualizations, kind of using a word that means something visually. We imagine a kid at a birthday party reaching into a bag. And then that's what you're getting by going to this cafeteria. Yeah. I like creating that image in people's
heads. Definitely. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. All right, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right, guys. So we got a lot of grabs, different ways to use grab. I mean, the main point here that I want to get across is that, guys, your textbooks, your classroom teachers. Sorry, that's my dog. Your classroom teachers will teach you get. But what natives use a lot is the word grab. Right, Michelle?
Yes, exactly. Guys,
we can that's Kiefer.
There are more expressions here. We can always do a follow-up. Let us know if you're interested. We gave you the basics today, some fun idioms, expressions. Try it out today to be more interesting when talking about taking things, holding things, claiming things. So that's good. Yes. And guys, again, this is very useful. Listen to the IELTS Energy podcast. Jessica and Aubrey are over there giving you all the helpful stuff you need for IELTS when you take the IELTS exam.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Hey, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.